Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We worship you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. For you are good and your mercies endure forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you this day. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that you've healed our bodies. You've set us free. Father, you make my mouth as the pen of a ready writer, writing on the hearts of these men and women today. We thank you for strength in our bodies, alertness, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you can just yell at your neighbor and tell them hello. Praise God. You can be seated. Thank you. I want you to turn to Mark chapter 5. Let's turn to Mark chapter 5. You probably don't know I'm going, right? No, I'm sure you do. Mark 5, verse 25. We're going to talk a little bit about you have what you say this morning. And you actually, what comes, what you put into your heart, I've got some feedback up here, guys. What you put into your heart will eventually come out of your mouth. If you're not putting things, if you're not renewing your mind and developing your heart, it's eventually going to come out of your mouth. And you can hide it for a period, maybe, depends on what you want to hide, I guess. You can hide it for a period. But after a while, it's going to start coming out. Now, many of us think that, okay, well, I'm this far under. I've been speaking sickness and disease for so many years. I've been speaking oppression for so many years. There's just no way out of this. But your mouth is like a rudder. And if you just start saying even little bits of the word, it will eventually, it's going to break that thing. It's going to, but you got to increase it. Just like a little bit of aspirin isn't going to do it, you know, but you've got to increase. But it's potent power. And I want you to understand the power of your words today will change your life for the better. Now, let me tell you something. This is healing class, right? But just a couple of days ago, I think I was reading a news stream. You got to be careful there. And I don't do that all the time, but not that I'm apologizing, because, you know, there's a lot going on out there, and I want to know what's going on. So, really, I know how to be prepared for it, how to pray, you know, how to act, that type of thing. But just so many wild things going out there, so much junk going on out there. One can get disillusioned with this nation at this period. One can get disillusioned in general, thinking, dear God, I don't even want to be around here anymore. You understand? Especially with all the excessiveness, and I'll call it excessiveness. I don't have, you know, we do have freedom of speech, and I endeavor to be honorable. You understand? But Pastor Jay and I do not agree with a lot that's going on. We are well aware that there are cures for corona and other things that are out there that are being hidden. We are well aware. You know, people are trying to get it out. Doctors are being fired all over the country for telling the truth about this, of how little effect this really is having on people. The numbers are being fudged constantly. You understand? And maybe it's where are you coming from this healing class, Pastor? I understand. I'm getting there. But I just got upset. I'll be honest with you. I got upset. And I'm like, Lord, I feel like I'm in a communist country here. And we get disillusioned, and we can get disillusioned. We can let these things get to us. And not only can that affect our health, but it can affect our mind. And we can let oppression in. And we can start saying things. We can start doing things. And the Lord started showing me, you're going to have to stir up the joy. You're going to have to stir up, because these things right now are getting in when we don't even realize it. It's starting to affect our church. Different people in the church are going spastic. You understand what I mean? Now, I say spastic. I've been spastic, too. So, you know, it's just a word. Don't get a knot over it, okay? I want you to understand what we put in us. So we've got to start putting more word in us. We've got to start, what are we hearing? I'm not saying you're not supposed to watch the news and that type of thing. But we, rather than sitting around and just complaining, and I don't have any problem. Let me say a few things here. I don't have any problem with the pastor in Florida who stood up for his rights. Don't have any problem with that. Pastor Jay and I have openly talked about these, and he said, you know, if something's on your heart to say it, go ahead. You know, so we're in agreement about these things, you understand. And I don't have a problem for him standing up for his congregation and meeting, and they did what they thought they should within their civil liberties and so on and so forth. And because of his stand, Florida opened up to the churches, and others started. I don't have any problem with things like that. The only thing is, if we start getting oppressed, and we start complaining, and we don't stir up the joy, it's going to start getting inside of us. And it's going to rule us. And these countries that are having major riots and things like that, it will affect us more. But if the Christians, rather than using their energies to spout off complaints and this and that and the other, if we will pray, and that's what Pastor Jay's been talking about, and then if we will just, Lord, if there's something you need me to do, like call my congressman, we've said it, everybody should write a letter, you know, do something, and not hate speech, but that doesn't move anybody, they just throw it away. Okay. But if we will do what we need to do, we'll be led, but let's pray, because really we're the ones that opened the door to this in the first place by not praying. Let's pray, and let's speak turnaround.
Yes.
And therefore, if we do this, we will live peaceable and quiet life.
Yes.
And amen. If we pray for our government, there in Timothy 2, you understand? If we pray for them, then we can live peaceable. And the sicknesses that are going on, the diseases that are going on, the things that are taking place, we'll open the door to these things if we don't properly say the right things. We'll wake up in the middle of night with oppression on us like we've never known before. Why? Because we're thinking about, we're meditating on the wrong things. And if you'll just hear me out, that if you just start during your day, I don't care if you have to take cards with you. You know what to do. You know to take the word of God, start speaking it during the day. When somebody says something, I don't know what to do with our nation, just say, well, praise the Lord, let's pray. Amen. You will learn to become skilled at what you say, and you're not going to start letting these things. And if you have let them get in, because a couple days ago I let it get in, and it started affecting me, and I went to bed mad. And I know I'm not supposed to. It says, be angry and sin not. So I believe I sinned by going to bed upset. I'm, you know, and then I got up and I saw myself, okay, you just need to start dancing. You need to enjoy the Lord. And I said to Pastor Jay, praise the Lord, we have victory.
Amen.
Well, it's the last thing I wanted to do. I didn't feel like it, but I don't go by my feelings. So this time, more than ever, we're going to have to start saying some things to turn it around. Not just for our nation, but for us and for our families. Your children need to see you being strong. Your children need to, you know, I haven't had a lot of time to minister this as healing class, so I'm just going to, you know, praise the Lord. Your children need to see you taking a stand. They don't need to see you sweating and getting upset and giving in and throwing in the towel. We don't have a right to do that. We really don't. Your family needs you. They need you to be strong during these times. This is not a time to be loosening on our faith. This is not a time, you know, and I'm talking about myself because I started letting this get in. It's like, Lord, you know, and you might have visions of yourself. Okay, I'm just leaving town. I'm just exiting. I didn't sign up for this. Okay. But you can't allow those things in. Your family needs you. Your church family needs you. The body of Christ needs you. We need to stand up and be a beacon of light in the midst of the things that are going on in this day and age. So we don't have a right to yield to speaking doubt and unbelief and getting upset and just getting all... We need to focus on prayer.
Amen.
We need to focus on, first of all, living in the joy of the Lord in the midst of these evil times. And learning to become skilled in our own faith and for our own families. And then using that by getting in the Spirit, praying in tongues, and then dealing with things as the Lord leads us and speaking to it in prayer. But we're not going to be able to speak to things in prayer if we won't even use our authority for our own lives. And Pastor Jay's been saying, you try to use authority for other people and you haven't been using it for yourself. Okay? So we have to. And I'm not saying that we should be living in condemnation for every little thing we do wrong, but let's understand that it says, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things, and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. So it's going to affect our faith. It's going to affect our authority if we're not living right, if we're not walking in love, if we're not being truthful, if we're not, you know. And it says, let's go ahead and turn very quickly. We'll come back to Philippians chapter 4. And I'm going to ask you to take off your religious glasses. I'm going to ask you to really listen with your heart and understand that if we don't acknowledge, and maybe your wife has been the one that's been strong in the family. Maybe it's one of your children. You know, men, I'm just going to say it. You need to be the spiritual leader of the family. Don't blame it on your wife. Well, she's this, she might be, but you open the door. Okay, I'm just saying. We have to be right. We have to be right. Now, now the men just said, okay, I'm not listening anymore. No, I'm not getting on. I'm just saying that we've got to be right in these things, and we've got to listen with hearts of, hey, yeah, I need to get that right. I need to change that. Amen? And all of us just start saying, I can do it. Now, I've said for some weeks now, the Lord is working in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Any time that I don't want to do God's will, any time that my flesh doesn't want to get up and do something, any time, Lord, you're working in me both to will and to do. You're working in me both to will and to do. You're working in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Amen. Well, let's just go on up really to verse 1. Therefore, my beloved, in chapter 4 of Philippians, and long for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. I implore you, Judea, I implore Syntyche, and I believe they're women, from what I understand, I was studying this out, to be of the same mind in the Lord. What's he saying? In other words, tell them to stop arguing. And tell them they need to have their minds renewed according to God's word. You know, stop arguing, stop getting in strife. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice in the Lord always. If you feel like, I just can't do it, you know, I've tried and I just keep missing in this area. I keep missing this. These are blind spots, I know it. But it says rejoice. So start rejoicing in the Lord that these things are going to change in your life. And if you do that, if Pastor Jay and I have to correct you in some area, you're not going to, you're going to be able to handle it. You know, correction is not a bad thing. And we're not your big kahuna going around trying to correct you. I don't like my husband to correct me, okay? You understand? But we've got to just be willing to receive correction so that we can be skilled in areas. And sometimes we go through seasons in the church where people just have a hard time receiving correction. I'm like, how did you grow up? Did your mama let you do everything? Come on. This mama not going to let you do everything. You understand? And we can't help you if you can't receive correction. You know, just correct you in a little area. And you, Well, just start saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. I can receive correction. I can become skilled in these areas. I can do it, Lord. See, because these areas, they start affecting us in our health. And we can teach you, you know, pull this lever and, you know, out of the heavenly slot machine just comes your healing and wholeness. But the life of God in you is working as a result of that rudder. The life of God in you, that Spirit of Christ in you, that grace in you that works healing and health, if the bridge is out, it's not going to work. Right. So the bridge being out would be not renewing your mind to God's word, not speaking the right things, not walking in love, that type of thing. But when you just start saying, God, you're working in me, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to thank you that it's working, it's turning around, and he'll show you anything that you need to turn. I mean, or that you need to apologize for. He'll show you anything. We don't need to live under condemnation. That's the devil's biggest tool and enemy. Well, I can't talk with my spouse about that. I apologize to him, and then they just hit me harder. Well, get the wisdom of God in that. Amen. Don't walk around in condemnation. Amen? In verse 6, be anxious for nothing. Well, Pastor Debbie, just in a few things, I'm anxious. No? You don't understand. I just feel anxious. Are you getting enough rest? Are you taking supplements? Did you know that if people don't have enough D3, they're more vulnerable to depression? Did you understand that? You know, even Fox News here recently said that corona might be able to be fixed with D3. It's like, duh, we all knew that. Vitamin C, duh. You understand? In other words, what builds your immune system up, sickness and disease. See, God designed your body to heal itself. And the life of God in you will work, and your body will work every single day. When I'm eating my breakfast, I say, thank you, Lord, I bless this food to my body. It's health and it's nourishment unto me. Father, I thank you. Also, the power of God's present here to heal, and therefore it's working in me now. It's present in me, working healing and health. And also throughout my day, Lord, if there's anything I need to know, there's anything I need to make changes, because here recently I've been doing a lot of study and taking extra time to study on supplements and this and that, because I've had to make some tweaks in what I do. And I actually, before they even started coming out with that, increased my vitamin D3 to optimal levels. My vitamin C, I've increased that to optimal level. Well, I don't have the finances. Well, go ahead and live sick then. You're gonna have to believe God for prosperity. Diabetes, okay? Vitamin D3 at optimal levels with K2. You got to take K2 with it. Well, I'm just giving you a little nutritional supplement lesson here. Take K2 with it. It absorbs the calcium. It absorbs into your bones. And if you don't take the K2 with it, then you're going to get calcification of the bones. You understand? So vitamin D3, K2. You got to take optimal levels. There's books out there on it, okay? I'm not your doctor. I'm not your nutritionist. Optimal levels of vitamin C, and that's not just 500 milligrams. They actually say the less you take, the worse it is for you. In other words, like if you're taking 500, it's not enough. That's what the RDA says, but it's not enough, okay? And you got to be taking at least 5,000 plus of vitamin C every day. And you can take it in different forms. Well, I can't take it. It affects me. The more you take, the less you're going to work, less you're going to deal with allergic reactions. What? Because it's cleaning it out of your system. You understand? So these things I've been studying. I've been, you know, and we're going to start putting some books in the bookstore. You know, right before all this started happening, Pastor Jay and I were going to be talking more about the immune system. We were going to be talking about more of supplements. I'm actually meeting with some of the staff here coming up, but I've been studying on it because I don't like to meet, and then I don't know what I'm talking about. But we're going to be meeting with some of the staff and talking about these things, because we want to both help people both spiritually and naturally. A lot of people that are dealing with autoimmune, diabetes, cancer, different things. There's several things that it affects, but a lot of it all, if it's one or two things, and it's really not, it's several things. If it's one or two things, it's usually vitamin D3 deficiencies, magnesium deficiencies. So the three things that I make sure that I'm taking right now in optimal levels is vitamin D3 with K2, the magnesium, and the vitamin C. I make sure. I'm going to be visiting my mom here in a couple weeks. I'm going to send her vitamin D3 and C and tell her, I'm not worried about you getting corona from me. I don't have any corona. No corona. But because you've been wearing a mask and you've been inside your immunity system has not been building up antibodies for this. And that's why people that are going around wearing masks, wearing gloves, and all this time, I understand that the healthy people now are not building up antibodies. This is what the doctors who are getting fired all over the are saying. Sandra knows this. She's a nurse. Anybody with half sense and one eye knows this. Not that you're the half sense and one eye. Yeah, I'm saying anybody. I'm not. You got it. Go, girl. Okay. Understands. I didn't plan on saying that. I really didn't, but here we go. Here it is. What was I talking about, Sandra? No chrome, no. Anyway, I'm going to be sending my mom some stuff if she's listening. Hi, Mom. It's good to see you. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. She might be listening this service or maybe the next service, but I'm going to be sending her some stuff and say, here, you know, take this and that way. When we get out and we do all of our shopping and this and that and the other, your system will be building up its immune system. You understand? So do the spiritual things. Do the natural things. I don't have money for supplements. I don't like to drink water. I don't. You know what? I have no compassion for you. And don't make me come in your house and make you drink water. Okay? Or eat your food. Yeah, but I'm having this problem. I understand. You know, last year I dealt with a bout of sickness, and I got up, and you didn't know it, but many times I threw up right before I came to church. I mean, all my breakfast. And it was not staying down. I got back up. I drank some more water. I drank my shake until it stayed down. And I was a good little girl, okay? Why is it that I got to have somebody live with you and have you drink water and eat? Because we love you and we want to help you. But stop saying you can't do it. Now, I talked to you on the phone. You're crying about it. Look, I have all the compassion. I'm telling you, we help people in these areas. But then these are the ones also, the ones that aren't getting it are the ones that I don't like this. I don't like to eat that. Just grow up. Okay, I'm dealing with some things here because I got a 6-foot distance right now, okay? Grow up. Drink your water. Pray every day and you're going to grow. Take your supplements. Get on Google. Listen to Dr. Berg, Dr. Axe. Okay, there's a lady by the name of Barbara O'Neill. Y'all need to write that down. Barbara O'Neill. And if you go on YouTube and watch hers, you're going to find out about your pH of the body and this and that and the other. And you're also going to see on there that she's been, they've tried to shut her down. I'm not sure she actually was prosecuted for a while there, but they've tried to, she's from Australia. Well, that just means she's doing something right, okay? Okay, we understand that. I get it. When somebody doesn't have any problem with the authorities when they're doing something right, you know, then that usually means that you want to listen to somebody else. But anyway, they've tried to take her off. But Barbara O'Neill, if you listen to her, some of her videos, there's some really good. There's a book called Optimal Levels of Vitamin D3. Optimal Levels. And what's his name? I sent that to you. He gives his testimony. Look that up for me, if you don't mind, Ann, then I'll give him that before we leave. All right. Optimal levels of D3. I'm not sure if he goes into the K2 as much, but you got to get all the counsel together. And I've read several books on the subject, and the K2 is very important. All right. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I lived in anxiety for years, and I didn't realize because it just felt like I was crawling out of my skin. And for some time, I thought that all of it was due to the fact that I was abused when I was a child and things like this. I'm talking about sexual abuse, and that wasn't from my parents. It was from a neighbor. And that's why I'm so vigilant about these things, that parents, you know, make sure your children are protected and kept. Make sure that you know who's sleeping in the room with it. You know, you understand things like this. Be aware. And don't be naive about these things, because it was a friend of the family that they let take care of me that I was sexually abused by. All right. Well, moving right along. So I thought, yes, a lot of it was coming from a background of this type of thing, but at the same time, it's because I wasn't renewing my mind to God's word. And then even there are supplements that I was depleted in, and I didn't realize that being depleted in D3, actually, you feel anxious. I didn't realize that. See, God, he made us to eat the right foods and drink the right things, and not to live on soda and donuts all day long. Now, you know, last week I had a sugar day. I'll be honest with you, okay? I went out and got Twinkies, and okay? And then I had to repent at the end of the night. You understand? When I was through with my rampage. Had a hamburger and french fries and a shake, and then on top of that, went out and had Twinkies. It's like, when's this going to stop? And some soda to drink it down. Then it was all through. It's like, was that really worth that? Well, I had to wake up the next day, stir myself up, and take two walks. You understand? And repent. Oh, I just missed it. God's not going to send you to hell for eating Twinkies, all right? All right. Be anxious for nothing. But I know better, and I know consistently what to eat and what not. Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, you just repent and you move on and you stir it up and go on. But I've said this recently to somebody. Eating a hamburger and french fries one day shouldn't move me over to sickness and disease. In other words, if I'm consistently taking the right supplements, because, you know, spiritually speaking, if I'm consistent in my spiritual life, if I'm consistent in my nutritional life, that thing, I should be able to eat some hamburger and fries every now and then. You understand? Should be able to. Yeah. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Don't look at me with your shocked face. I should be able to do that every now and then, but it shouldn't be every meal. It shouldn't be every day. Well, praise the Lord. Moving right along. And some of us, we don't like our spouse to tell us what to eat. And I would encourage you, men. I would encourage you, men and women, not to be the mom and dad and... But at the same time, we ought to agree together. Now, Pastor Jay and I have come together, and we've said we want to live for longevity. I want to be around when you're older. Right. He wants to be around when I'm older. So if he says, honey, I'm a little concerned about that, I'm like, I'll watch it, dear. I'll watch it. You know, we should get to a place where we're, oh, well, bless God. Just give me a hammer and shut up. You know? You don't think that's going to affect your healing and health? I'm just saying. Remember, Paul said, be of the same... This ought to be a series, really. Be of the same mind in the Lord. In other words, tell those women to stop arguing. What should we tell them to do? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now, let's move on here, because we were at Mark. Let's just go back there. With our 16 minutes here. I want to get to something. Verse 25, that was all free. I was dealing with several things. Because in this day and age, we've got to be strong. We've got to be strong. And there are things that I allowed in through, remember I shared with you of allowing that root canal, and then found out how bad they're really for you. And some people, it's, you know, I had it taken out, and I guess it had done some damage and stuff, so I'm still trusting God. That's all cleared up. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is. I'm all good. The only reason I share that, you know, sometimes because my throat is still healing up and some things that were draining down from my ear and such, which it's not viral. I'm doing great. I really am. But some of that stuff caused some damage that I'm healed and whole from. I was in the store the other day, and I just started coughing and sneezing, and you know, and plus it's high pollen out, you understand. So I stepped out of the store, and I blew my nose and everything like that, and I went in and because I didn't have a mask. And, you know, I don't want anybody to think that they're going to get corona from me, all right? And it's pretty bad. We live in a day and age when the pollen's high out, and you go in the store, and you can't even cough or blow your nose without people. Well, moving right along. So we're healed and whole, and we just stand in faith. But the Lord had dealt with me when I got that root canal, and I'd shared with many of you haven't heard that he dealt with me. You didn't pray about that. Oh. Because when I was really searching, it's like, okay, Lord, what is going on with all this, with all these symptoms I'm dealing with? And when they took out that root canal, they found a soft part in there that showed that there was bacteria in there. What they say is you can get forms of bacteria in that area that won't antibiotics won't touch. And they had me on 3 bouts of antibiotics, and I never take antibiotics, you understand? I mean, very seldom ever do I take. And after 3 times, and I know that that's actually can be deadly after a while when you on so many antibiotics and such like that, and because it breaks down your system and all. So I had to, like, take extra probiotics and that type of thing. This was all last year dealing with that. Well, like I said, I've gotten to a place where there's no viral anymore. There's nothing like that. But some of the damage that took place there, I'm healed and whole. Amen? So we're all good. Verse 29. We didn't even read verse 25. Let's go back to verse 25. Are we in Mark 5? I am going to read this before the class is over. Okay. This has been a shotgun sermon. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Now, that flow of blood actually was a hemorrhaging in her system. And for 12 years, now, it just sometimes if you feel down and out, look at this woman. For 12 years, she had a flow of blood. She had a hemorrhaging of blood nonstop. She was likely anemic. In studying this out and reading after some commentaries, these things, that type of flow of blood can be caused by fibroid tumors. It can be caused actually by cancer. It can be caused by several things. Notice that it was actually called a plague. And I'm reading out of the King James, but they refer to it as, well, it's disease in her body, because all of those type of things, cancer, you know, fibroids, whatever, is basically fungus in the body. And you have good fungus and you have bad fungus. And you've got the good fungus that actually will become bad fungus if you're eating the wrong things, if you're not getting wrong supplements, and which cause autoimmune, which cause, it can create cancer in your body, you know, cell mutations, that type of thing. I've studied a lot on this type of stuff, and heart problems, all kind of stuff. So you understand that anything, whether it's a tooth that's causing bacteria that you can't get to, and it can go to your heart, it can go to in your gut, then it spreads out in your body, and the antibiotics aren't touching it because it's coming from a source that's encapsulated. Okay. All right, I'm gonna blow you away with this one. Maybe y'all don't know about this, but they have a thing called biofilms. Have you ever heard of that, Sandra? Biofilms. Well, what happens is bacteria, they've learned to encapsulate themselves with proteins and such, so the antibiotics can't even touch it. And this is certain places, and it comes in as Lyme disease. And you notice a lot of people having Lyme disease. It comes in these areas. So what's happening? And a lot of this, the only way to get rid of it, first and foremost, power of God, you understand, is to increase your supplementations that you're depleted, your body's depleted of, and then your digestive enzymes and things like that. There's some really good ones and potent ones out there that will help break that stuff up. And that carries bacteria through parts in your body that antibiotics aren't getting to and such. So she had a viral disease, basically, and hemorrhaging of the blood that was affecting her whole body. Another cause, endometriosis, which I had for years, and I was healed and whole from, but it created scar tissue and a lot of havoc in my own body, so I understand that. Okay, so I just want you to understand that this lady had a disease. It wasn't just an extra flow of blood. She had a disease in her body for 12 years, probably anemic. she, let's go on down there. She had spent all that she had, so she was broke on top of that. Now, all of this, you know, basically doesn't line up with our rights and privileges and our redemptive package. Because, of course, she didn't have Jesus in her heart, but she had Jesus with her there. That's why she was able to go to Jesus and get redemption, which means deliverance. Our redemption in Christ promises us health and healing, forgiveness of sin, so we don't live in condemnation. So we need to stop living in condemnation. And prosperity. So we're free from poverty and lack. And all of those things, you know she was condemned. You know she was dealing with sickness and disease. She was condemned because she had to quarantine for 7 days just at that time of the month. Women, for the Levitical law, had to quarantine for 7 days. Anybody understand that? Moving right along. And they're having people quarantine right now if somebody just has, if they've been in contact with somebody with corona, then they're having them quarantined for 14 days. And that's just creating more havoc than ever. Well, anyway, moving right along. Do we do that with people with the flu? No. Okay. Anyway, they're understanding that corona is just a bad case of the flu. But in some respects, because the numbers are being fudged, it's less than the flu. It's less effect than the flu. All right. I just want to throw that out because, okay. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. What are we saying? If only I do what God wants me to do, I know healing, health is working in me. You see, because our redemptive rights, we're not looking for Christ. He's inside of us. And we've already been healed. She hadn't already been healed, although she should have known about her healing covenant, you understand. But Jesus came because he was bringing salvation, all right, to the Jews primarily, but eventually, you know, through Paul, it would go to the Gentiles. But we have salvation with us. Now, you can have somebody lay hands on you with the power of God working through them and an anointing on their life, and that's wonderful and that's good, but we have the anointing within us. We have redemption. We have the empowerment to prosper. We have health and healing in our bodies. And this woman was saying, if I could only touch him. Well, let me tell you something. You've already touched him. How do we touch him? We just access the healing power of God within our spirit. And we say, Father, I believe that I receive healing and health. I believe that I receive financial prosperity. I believe that I receive wisdom, godly wisdom, to change any supplementation in my, you know, to do what I need to do. Amen. And not just keep living the way I'm living. Because it's a process. And it can be daunting, I understand. But you got to start one day at a time. Just start climbing the mountain. Eventually, you're going to get to the top. It's going to take you a while. I understand that. But just start climbing. Some of you are looking at me like, oh my God, no climbing, no mountain. Thank you. All right. For she said, what are we saying? Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Jesus, immediately knowing himself, the power had gone out of him, turned around the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Now understand, she hid. And she was afraid. Why? Because it was Levitical unclean for him to touch her. Well, that's going on today. I mean, we lay hands on people they're telling us we can't with all this quarantine. So I'm not saying that quarantines are necessarily wrong, but I will say it's unprecedented. They're quarantining the healthy with the sick. You understand? All right, moving right. Yeah, but you got to protect the sick. Okay, the sick need to wear a mask and they need to go home and rest and eat proper supplementation. Do that type of thing. You know, and then, you know, when the fever's gone, they ought to be able to come out. Don't tell me any 7 days, 14 days junk, okay? All right, moving right along. Some of you don't know what to think of me today. Okay, we're conforming to what they're asking us to do, predominantly because of the daycare, and we want to open the church. And we're doing that, I'll be honest with you, we're doing that for you, because we love you, and we want to be able to meet. Okay, but I have a really hard time when they tell me, you know, so-and-so has to quarantine for 14 days because they were around someone else that had it. I have a hard time with that. I'm doing it, and this out of my heart, honestly, I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it because I don't want our daycare workers to lose their job, and I'm doing it because I want our church to meet. But there comes a point in time where this has got to change. Okay, and I talked to Pastor Jay, I had 5 minutes. I talked to Pastor Jay the other day, and I said, now, we need to go to camp meeting, you understand? And if I needed to wear a mask on the plane, I would, but when they're mandating that we wear masks on the planes coming up, which in airplanes, like the purest air, you know, their purification systems, that type of thing. But it's really difficult to eat. It's really difficult to sleep. It's really difficult, you know, for several hours on a plane. And if this is the new normal, I'm not signing up for it. You understand what I mean? So I asked Pastor Jay, I said, are you ready for me to say, not wear my mask? Yeah. Well, you're going to have to leave the plane. Not going to do it. Right. I'm going to be peaceful about it. If you hear Pastor Debbie was arrested because she didn't wear her mask on the plane, I'm just, are you okay with that? About half of you, okay. I just want to know. I just want to know. People know me. I wear my mask if I have to. If I'm, you know, if I'm cutting wood and sawdust, or if there's dust in there, stuff like that, because some of the things that was in the air was irritating and it was affecting my ability to heal in my throat. So I was wearing my mask over the summer when I was around the house when all the dust was in there and stuff like that. But when they're telling me I have to wear it in a plane, which I'm knowing that actually hinders your breathing, that actually you have a hard time. How do you eat through it? I'm still trying to figure that one. Okay. Drink through it. Okay. No, I know that's extreme. But anyway, I just wanted to take a poll, if y'all hear that on the news. If you see me on Fox News, okay, now you're going to, all right. Let's skip on down. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Whole, healed, go in peace. No, we're going to do what we need to do. In that respect, I would probably wear the mask because I need to go to camp meeting, and because we need to come back to the local church and be your pastor. You understand? Don't need to be in jail. But at the same time, I started this meeting out with saying, I don't have a problem with Rodney Howard Brown in Florida taking a stand. And he actually had to go to jail for a while. I don't have a problem with the nail salon person in Dallas who said, well, I've got to feed my kids. I'm going to open my salon up. Now, I'm not telling y'all to do something, and then you have to go to jail, and you're going to blame it on me, okay? I'm saying each person has to follow their heart within what they believe the Constitution says and what they believe the Lord is dealing with them about, and still stay in honor. I said, and still stay in honor. Still pray for our president. Still pray for individuals, because there's a lot of evil going on right now that's not propagated from our president, but you got a lot of control trying to go on amongst the political peoples out there, and trying to gain control and trying to affect the election and so on and so forth. But at the same time, I believe we need to pray, and I don't agree with everything the president does. I don't agree with everything that everyone else does, but I do pray for them. And what am I saying? What am I allowing in? You know, I've seen, even on the mask, fear over faith. I was looking the other day, and I must have been 2 hours looking for a mask to wear on the airline. And I thought, well, if I'm going to wear a mask, it's going to be designer. Hello? But then I thought, no, I'm not drawing attention to the mask. If I can find one that says, don't want to be wearing this thing, then I'll put that designer thing on that. But even that, I thought, okay, I'm just going to get a black mask, okay? I'm not going to draw attention to the mask, because I don't plan on wearing this mask for a long time, by any means. Anyway. Daughter, your faith has made you well. So let's go back. What she was saying. What was she saying? Remember the story of Caleb and Joshua? When God told Moses, go tell them to go into the land and spy it out. And they came back and they said, hey, it's good land. There's, you know, fruit in it, and gigantic fruit, and, you know, vegetables, you know, taters and all this stuff. I'm just kind of adding my own interpretation to that because I like taters. But they said, nevertheless, oh no, nevertheless, what's going on under here now? What are they getting ready to say? Yeah, what's coming out of their mouth? They're getting ready to say, Nevertheless, the giants are large. And then we walk down, you know, go down to this later on. And they said, you know, we were as grasshoppers in their sight, and they looked at us as grasshoppers. Well, how do you know? Did you poll them? By the way, Mr. Giant, what do you think? Do we look like grasshoppers? No. They were condemned. They looked at themselves as little in the eyes of that darkness. How are we seeing ourselves, and what are we saying about it? Because Caleb and Joshua, they came on the scene and they rent their clothes. What do you mean they rent their clothes? I feel like, trust me, I'm not renting my clothes, okay? The clothes are staying on, all right? But anyway, move right along. You know, that's not our custom to rent our clothes. But there are times I just get fed up. It's just like, why are people just putting up with all this stuff? We are well able to overcome Corona. What are we saying? Now, if your system, your immune system has been broken down, you're dealing with some things, there's no condemnation. We've told people, even this message, there's no condemnation. You know, you probably ought to stay home and take care of that. Get to a place where you have faith in, to come. All right? So I understand that. Or if you need to wear a mask or something like that. But at the same time, we've got to watch what we're saying. And I really applaud people by just standing up and saying, no, I'm going about business as normal. I'm not getting involved with all the fear. Amen. Why don't you stand up? What are you saying? I said, what are you saying? Oh, thanks. Dr. Judson Somerville. Dr. Judson Somerville, the optimal dose. Restore your health with the power of vitamin D3. I believe that's one of the books we're going to put in the bookstore. Dr. Judson, just because it's progressive, and I'm progressive. I just like that. Okay. Well, anyway, so I want y'all to know how much we love you, how much we appreciate you. And I know this was a scatterbill sermon. And I understand that I said a lot of things that you usually don't hear coming from Pastor Jay and I, or hear coming from me. But this is Mother's Day. And I can say what I want. Yes. Okay?
That's right, Mom. That's right, Mom.
No, I said these things because we love you.
Amen.
And I don't want you to sign up to the fear.
Yeah. Right.
And at the same time, we need to be strong for our families.
Amen.
And if you consider throwing in the towel and saying, I just can't do it anymore, or you think that you've been corrected too much, or you think I just can't, you know, just renew your mind to God's word. Just start saying, He is working in me both to will and to do of His good pleasure. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And start rejoicing when you feel like you're living in a communist country. Start rejoicing that you can get through. It is turning around. These things are changing through our prayers. We're holding them off. We have friends in New York that I'm thinking, my goodness, I wouldn't want to live in New York right now. But we have friends, and I know they're using their faith for New York. It's going to be okay. Like Reverend Randy Greer said, you're going to be okay. You're going to be all right. Sometimes people say that, oh, yeah, I'm going to be all right. Let me give you, you know, but no, I mean, it's true. You're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. We can be upset if it gets us into God's word and speaking our authority in prayer. That's where we use that anger. It's a godly, righteous anger. But when we're using it to fight one another, when we're using and allowing condemnation in, it's going to hinder our faith. And we're not going, this church is going to be stepping up into areas. God's asking us to step up. He's asking us to get ourselves prepared for some of the battles that are going on right now, and that really, in some respects, are just going to increase in areas. But He's asking us to perendo shendala presush ena ike porinda kivaste imansunton shendende, to come up hither. and come into my presence, and I will show you great and wonderful things. And don't be afraid of the things around you and those falling to your right and to your left, but come to me and ask of me, and I'll show you what your place is and what you are to do in the midst of these things. Stay true to my word. Stay true. Telemo songota itaya to the Holy Ghost within you. Be built up, praying with your most holy faith, walking in love, and come up hither to me. Let's just lift our hands. Let's just lift our hands. Hallelujah. Father, I may not have said everything the way that you wanted me to, but I give it to you right now. And I ask you to enlighten eyes to see clearly. My heart is to love these people with your love. My heart is to help them. My heart is to that we can encourage one another to rise up during these times. Father, we give this to you. We give the situations around us to you. And Lord, I'm asking you for your mercy for the people that if they're dealing with sickness and disease, I thank you, Lord, that your anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. And Father, I thank you for teaching us to be people of love, to be people of your word, to be people that are building ourselves up in the Holy Ghost. Help us to see clearly, Lord, and to speak righteous things, to think righteous thoughts, and not to allow other things in. And all of us, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ for anything that we've said or yielded to in any way, shape, or form. And every day we come to you with the knowledge of who we are in Christ, and we rejoice in our redemptive rights and privileges. And just say this after me: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am his. He is mine. Amen.